The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Most people don't want to be weird. You don't want to stick out. I don't mind it.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of good with weird.
All right.
I met this guy this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He was just driving by. I struck up a conversation because I was wearing Illinois on my t-shirt. Mm-hmm. He's like my uncle's a professor. And anyway, it turns out he's a rabbi.
The guy who was driving past
yeah.
you? Wow.
We had this very long, deep conversation.
I bet you did.
Walk my dog. And it was great. Mm-hmm. He was talking about being weird. He's got the longer beard than mm-hmm. is normal and all mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. So people identify him with being a rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
Wears the armalka and stuff. He's like, yeah, we're weird. But we do our Sabbath game nights. We have board games and stuff. And we have teenage kids. And they bring over Gentile, non-Jewish mm-hmm. people to play games. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves it. But we don't watch any TVs. They think we're really weird
uh-huh.
until they get to experience, family.
Yeah.
Like, that's really cool.
And weird like, becomes yeah. refreshing.
Right. Because he's like, we're supposed to be a city on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
So people would look at us and see something different. Like, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Dude, that's exactly right. Social skills. Let's talk about it. Hi, I'm Brant Hanson. It's important in this culture to be able to have social skills.
Mm-hmm.
I've developed them.
Okay.
I'll demonstrate. What you want to do is bring some facts to the table.
Okay.
That you try to establish some sort of common ground.
You can't just ask about people, how they're doing, how their families are, what they do for a living.
You could
try that.
You could, or you could take it to the next level.
Oh, this is the next level.
Yeah, so imagine we're at like it's an after church thing.
Okay,
right?
Got
so
it.
Gathering in a lobby or whatever.
Well, that's nice.
And let's say they have table snacks.
Yeah.
Got some Oreos.
Oh, okay, great.
Got some double stuffed Oreos out there.
Sure.
All right. So,
hey, my name is Sherry. I've seen you around here.
These double stuffed Oreos have double the stuff, don't they? The normal Oreos?
I would guess so, since that's
well,
the
they
name of
don't.
It.
They have 1.86 times more cream than regular Oreos. So,
Brant.
And that's a fact. So they shouldn't call them double stuffed. That's all my point.
This
was.
Is like the third one you've done mm-hmm. in a church vestibule. I'm just guessing you just want to fight at church because you're confrontational in every one of these. Well, they don't. Why? Why do that?
So if you need any more social tips, I am available. Walking the dog, I had this great conversation with this rabbi this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't ever met him before, and then we got deep into it. Not arguing, just really mostly me listening to him and asking him questions. He's
mm-hmm.
so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It really comes down to, I was thinking about, though, Jesus is asking his followers, his disciples, who do you say I am?
Mm-hmm.
That's really the question, isn't it, still?
It is. Yeah, it is.
He got a lot in common
mm-hmm.
with a lot of different people. But as far as Jesus goes, like, who do you say?
And he demands an answer to that question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants an answer to it.
Yeah.
Who do you say that he is? And to this day, like, if you say, well, I think he's the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the Messiah. He's the one God sent. He's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, then you and I are family. Okay, cool. We have some more tour dates to let you know
we
about.
We do, yes.
Hang on.
Oh.
Fanfare.
I didn't know.
I have these buttons. And
you feel as if this will add to
yeah,
the
I
okay,
do. I feel
like whole thing.
All
right. So we already talked about August 20th and 21st. The 20th is sold out.
Woo-hoo.
So if you were going to Merrillville, Indiana, those tickets are gone. But Fort Wayne, which is not that far away, because I'm starting to get the thing that you said,
yeah.
where people are like, please come to Kansas City or
yeah.
please come to North Alabama. You guys might have to meet us halfway
yeah,
in some places.
Maybe drive a little bit. We're coming a long way. And then for you to
see
say,
you.
That's still a half hour for me. But
come on, guys.
Yeah.
Yes, in this relationship, let's meet each other halfway.
Yeah.
So Fort Wayne on the 21st, you can still get tickets for that. Go to star883.com. September 17th, we are in Vero Beach.
Woohoo!
That is at Central Assembly in Vero Beach, so we'd love to see you there. September 30th, we are in Boise, Idaho. And October 1st in Coos Bay, Oregon. You're right, this is adding to all of it.
I feel like it.
And then October 15th, we are in Riverside, Inland Empire.
Yep.
And then October 16th, We're in Fresno, California.
Awesome.
All right. So those are the dates as they are.
I didn't do the flourish for Fresno.
Why?
Just because it was annoying me.
Oh, you felt like it was doing...
Like it's probably already annoying everybody
doing
else.
Too much.
But we are excited to go to Fresno, too.
We are. All of these. Very excited.
Whenever you can email me those dates.
Well, I'm reading it from an email that was already sent to you.
Oh.
I thought the email literally says, hi, Brent.
I thought I was playing the moral highest card in the deck, but no.
I will resend this email to you, absolutely.
All right, please resend it so that I know where we're going. That's cool. So
yes.
Oregon, Idaho, mm-hmm. California, and then...
Florida.
Florida.
And Indiana.
And Indiana.
Yes.
Sweet. Okay, so we would love to meet you, and it's going to be really, really fun. Okay, I'm going to start this thing. No. Okay, can you do the...
Yes. Right. And now a masterclass on joke telling with your instructor, Brant Hansen.
Yesterday I saw an ad that said, radio for sale, only $1. Volume stuck on full. Thought to myself, can't turn that down.
Volume stuck on full.
Volume stuck on full. The volume, like the volume knob is all the way up.
But volume, who says that? Is the volume on full? I'm not even familiar with that phrase.
Volume stuck on max.
10? Max? Yeah. Max is good.
Okay. Anyway, no. I thought it was really good. And
I like about you, instructor, you're open to other ideas.
Oh, yeah, sure. I know. Like, look.
It's a master class, but I can learn.
I have to learn as well. That's a great point. Sherry was just talking about this. If you're going to have a big discussion about any number of hot button issues with other people who are professing Christians,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know them that well, or you don't know where they are now in life.
Yeah, I asked the question, who are we saying Jesus is? Like Jesus asked Peter that, who do you say I am? Is he Lord? If he is, then that's a good baseline to start discussing.
Yeah, now we discuss it from that.
Yes, yes. And if he's not to you, then I don't know what we do there.
Right.
Yeah.
And you probably can't talk to me mm-hmm. about what Jesus really meant if you don't think who I think he was.
That's true. That is very true.
And tell me he would only do this or that. Like, well, wait a second.
You don't even think he's Lord.
Hey,
yeah.
That's my teacher.
Yeah.
One of our sponsors is Fellowship Home Loans. And if you're interested at all in getting a mortgage or refinancing or something, talk to Mike and Brian. Even if you're not ready yet, like if you're thinking down the line you want to, they'll help you explore options, what you need to do, help you with your credit rating, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really helpful. Anyway, if you're interested at all, please do talk to him. It's fellowshiphomeloans.com. Well, maybe this will do it. I don't know if you saw it. This guy is an activist.
Mm-hmm.
Super glued himself to the top of a plane in Britain. He's been arrested.
Oh, yeah.
But he's trying to make a point about a particular issue.
Okay.
Maybe people will finally take it seriously.
Because he had super glued himself.
Because the police had to get up on top of the plane and undo all the super glue and stuff and get him off there.
So it's like, if you guys do something about this particular issue,
right.
You wouldn't have to do this.
So but the rest of us are like, you know what? I didn't take that issue seriously. Yeah. Now that I see a man super gluing himself to the top of a plane.
I better give this more consideration.
Yeah, I get it. So glad you are listening. We really are honored. And by the way, we are here to remind you of things, and hopefully it's the best things, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of goofiness and stuff, because that's who we are, and joy.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to remind you of things that bring you peace and remind you of how good God is. It's not necessarily going to be something you turn on the radio and you're like, I've never thought about that before, mm-hmm. ever. Maybe some of it is. I just had some interesting facts about Oreos.
Yeah, you may not have known that.
That's not the point. The point was, I just want...
So there is some learning.
There is some learning.
Right.
But most of it's like, we just remind you of the big picture things that make life good. And the reason you don't have to be anxious. We have some breaking animal news. Why? Because animals are doing stuff too.
Yeah, they are.
Every news network, humans this, humans that. I get so tired of it.
Mm-hmm. I do too, actually.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So we take a break here for animal news that's breaking. This involves humans too, so kind of a crossover.
Okay.
Bears. Let's talk about bears.
Mm-hmm.
They like to get in trash cans.
Yes.
We know that.
Yes, we know, of course.
Yosemite National Park. is having a problem. Mm-hmm. They can't quite figure out how to do this. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
They need to design a trash can that bears don't know how to operate.
Okay.
But humans do.
Ah.
But they're finding...
it's too complicated for both?
No. Okay. That there's this, like, if you could do a Venn diagram of intelligence... that there's some overlap.
And you guys can take that however you want to take it.
Yeah, everyone take it. It's like,
like... Not much difference in the intelligence. Yeah,
right. Okay. Some of the smarter bears may, in fact, be able to do stuff that some of us can't. I'm going to give a little update on a story that's been developing.
Mm-hmm.
My socks and underwear that I ordered... And they dispatched the truck that morning.
Sorry, if you guys have been keeping track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From 10 miles away, and they sent me an email.
Mm-hmm.
We've really, you know, your socks, underwear order's coming.
Yeah.
Like, all right, if you're going to give me updates about everything, it left Kansas City mm-hmm. on this day, and now it's in West Palm Beach.
Right.
It's really close.
Mm-hmm.
And they dispatched it. It'll be delivered. And then they said, no, it's going to be next Thursday or whatever.
Okay, so that's come
That time has come and gone.
Have you received any other updates?
No, there's no more updates. I don't know where my socks and underwear are.
Have there's some kind of heist of some point?
You know what? I didn't even think about that. I've seen movies where they do that. There's like
they
a truck.
Just, yeah, they just run people, it off the road.
Yeah, they just like jump on it. The driver doesn't even know. Yeah, and on top of it.
Yeah, and they cut a hole in the middle, go back, down.
And
there's tons of stuff on there, but they only take your socks and underwear.
And the car behind is like catching stuff as he's throwing it out.
Yeah, sure.
Socks, underwear, and then they like...
It's a whole
slam
thing.
On the brakes and do like a 180. And I don't know where they are.
There's an explosion of some sort.
Some sort of explosion. Yeah. I don't know.
Fast and furious.
I don't have any idea. Trying to be up to date with the slang.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start using this.
You don't have to do this. I want to help you. Cool. You don't have to do this.
Like, you're listening to this show. You want me to be cool, right?
Well,
Sherry wants me to be cool.
I don't.
So anyway, I'm going to start using the word represent. Which is a hot new mm-hmm. slang word.
And how, in what context, how would you use
that? This is the struggles. I actually don't understand. It's an intransitive verb.
Yeah.
It means to make representations against something, protest,
mm-hmm.
or perform a task or duty admirably, serve as an example.
Sure.
Or, mm-hmm. like, it'd be a reference to where you're from.
Yeah.
So if somebody mentioned
representing
Central Illinois, I'd be say... represent.
You seem confused about it.
I am. I was kind of.
I want to help you.
Okay. I'm
it
all
was
yours.
Back in 1996, so you actually don't have to worry about it at all.
Okay.
Just drop it.
All right.
It's
I'm
fine.
Gonna just
forget about it.
Drop it.
Yeah.
Like it's hot.
Yeah. I'm gonna quit this show.
I
have to quit.
I said it. Okay. So record this. Go ahead.
Go on, listen. Right. Yes, it's recording.
Well. I'm saying we shouldn't put that last break on the air because I was like, Sherry, is it dirty to say drop it like it's hot? To me, that sounds totally clean.
Yeah.
Like I'm dropping a hot fork or something.
And you're asking me, is that what Snoop Dogg originally meant?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know it was Snoop Dogg. I didn't know anything.
I just knew it was
slang.
I know.
So I asked Sherry because she often will be like, I can't say that.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that okay to put it on the mm-hmm. air? Because I don't know what it means exactly.
Yes. And I told you originally, now when was that song made?
1990s?
Maybe 2000.
All right.
But it was originally.
I didn't even know it was a song.
You didn't know it was a song?
No, I didn't. I just looked it up here.
Okay.
It was just like assured from you that it is okay to use, but mm-hmm. now I'm like, I don't think so, because I've been reading here.
Yes, and what were you reading?
It means, it says, the expression, drop it like it's hot,
yes.
means moving your rear end down to the dance floor.
Yes, originally it was moving
like
your rear end. Well, what I'm going to say to you that I think the majority of our audience would more identify with you than with me, meaning they would also think, oh, he's talking about a fork that you would drop like it's hot. I don't think that it would conjure up in most people's minds dropping your rear end down to the dance floor. And if it does,
right.
well, then, you know,
well,
that's on you.
Right, that's true. But I mean, somebody could say, hey, I know what that means.
What?
A radio station should get a complaint about that.
I know. Oh, okay.
I think about anything. I know. But
no, I think it's okay. If you know what that means, tell us why. Maybe you need to repent.
Yeah. I meant a fork. I was talking about. When you get the silverware out of the dishwasher
and it's just hot.
It's really hot. You haven't even let it like cool off yet.
And then you drop it. Because it's hot.
Yeah,
that's what you were talking about. If someone else had something else, pray about it.
Oh, I guess you're into Lil Jon and Eastside Boys.
Well, I'm not.
Not me.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.